You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Bob Hinkle, Fred Mills, Zach Sitter, and today we're looking on the sunny side of life, of what it is, and perhaps some stories to warm your heart, and focusing on some of the heroes in the region, helping out the musical community a great deal with little or no tangible benefit to themselves.
Well, boy, when you hit this topic, there's something that comes right in the front of my brain, which is that in the Black Mountain area, or in the Black Mountain Asheville area, actually, there's a gentleman named Don Talley who does more for the music scene than just about in that area than just about anybody I can think of. At our place, White Horse Black Mountain, he's produced a couple of benefit shows for musicians with health problems and no insurance, you know, people whose house slid down the mountain and who don't have a place to be. He puts out the Black Mountain Music Scene, which is the most thorough as a sort of weekly scene kind of thing on the net that I know of. That's phenomenal. He has not a nickel to his name. Don't tell him I said this. He probably has two or three nickels, but
I think he's heard you say that now.
Has he? Oh gosh. Well, I know of a couple of cases where he's helped people complete recordings just with a little influx of money that not that he really didn't have, but he just felt like he had to do it because the art was worth it. He just everywhere he turns, he's always looking for something to do to help out musicians, people presenting music, people going to see music. It's like, you know, I wish that I'd had about 12 of him in my earlier part of my music career because I'd have been a lot more successful.
You know, every scene needs people like that behind the scenes. People sort of take it for granted. Oh, yeah, well, we've got musicians and we've got clubs and we've got radio and they get up and they play and we go out and have a good time. But they forget that behind every good scene is an infrastructure that may be not visible to the larger public. I've always likened it to that whole the stereotype of a college town where you had a pool of students from which to draw from to fill the clubs, and then you had a great local record store, and then you had a college radio station, or in this case WNCW, and then you had people that are working to bring shows into town. Booking, and then you had just the gophers, you know, people running around putting up flyers and everything. And now we've got the internet equivalent of that, as you say, just trying to, you know, sometimes just in their spare time, sometimes all their time, devoted to getting the word out about shows, about other artists, sometimes going the extra mile. I've heard of certain local club folks who shall remain anonymous because I don't know if they would want me to mention this, but I know a couple of guys at a local club that have actually gone out and picked up band members because they didn't have transportation into a gig. I mean, that's going the extra mile. It's, you know, you're paying these guys to be there, and yet you're actually driving out there to pick them up. So we need more folks like that.
There's another guy in Black Mountain also named Fox Watson, who actually has a relationship with this station here, who has done just an enormous amount for the music scene there. I mean, he's been sort of the sort of godfather to and stepfather to a whole lot of people out there, helped him a lot, and his daughter Kellen is doing reasonably well at this point, hopefully to do very much better very soon. You know, Fox has I don't know what he'd want me to say and what he wouldn't want me to say, but he's doing an awful lot for an awful lot of people, and we all got to love him.
And I'd like to wave the flag of Tom and Gail Watts, and from over in the direction of Statesville. Tom and Gail Watts, who started volunteering at WNCW years and years ago in fundraisers, and eventually were more or less staffers that were running, organizing our twice-a-year fundraisers. And over in Union Grove, they're associated with a place called the Cook Shack, which is actually, it's like a diner, like a grill, and it's owned by Miles and Powell Ireland. And Tom and Gail Watts, the story goes, were wanting to put together a house concert and, you know, ran into all of the, you know, the uphill climb of it, and came to their friends, the Irelands, and said, well, why don't you host it? And so then they started this whole run of shows that are pretty much unpublicized. And what they do is they have a list of folks and they let them know about it. And then pretty soon you've got 50 people, that's all that it holds. And you've got a place with food as well. But they'll get some fairly well-known folks, at least on this radio station. And you've got folks like John Doyle, David Holt, other folks that are out of state, like the Quaby Sisters out of Texas, doing swing music, and on and on. And a lot of acoustic and Americana-based music. And they do it entirely for the love of it. They don't make any money doing it. All of the money, except for, I think, $1 of the ticket, goes to the artist. That $1 of the ticket goes to the Cook Shack. And it's just a wonderful thing because they really bring an intimate and real music performance to a lot of folks who might not have ever heard of a John Doyle or ever been exposed to swing music and things like that. And so it's just one of those nice little stories.
I've got one more. And that is that this last winter, which was maybe the worst winter weather. I mean, it was like, if it's Friday, it must be snowing all this last winter.
Well, you got that right.
And, you know, for not just us at Whitehorse, but everybody was suffering, all the music venues. And we, being a new music venue and having not put our ink has not quite been able to transpose itself from red to black quite yet, let's put it that way, we're really suffering. And you know that the people in the town of Black Mountain, especially some of our patrons, the aforementioned Don Talley included, actually got together and gave us a benefit concert. And it has sustained us, and gotten us through till now.
That was pretty inspiring.
I had some tears at that one.
Well, I think people that get involved in a music community, even if they weren't part of it initially, they find something there that sparks them. I'll single out somebody, Matt and Mark from Harvest Records in Asheville. Now, we've got a number of wonderful record stores throughout Asheville, like Voltage and Static Age and Karma Sonics. But Matt and Mark moved to town a few years ago, set up a shop in West Asheville, and their focus is indie rock and underground music, and they've got a good, healthy selection of world music and hip-hop and a good local musician section, too. And they sort of gradually started, the light bulb went on over their head, hey, let's have some musicians play. So they started having a few shows out there. I remember Lou Barlow from Dinosaur Jr. did a fantastic solo show out there one time. Sometimes they'll charge a little bit. Sometimes it'll just be gratis as a thank you to their customers, who, and as many as can cram in there will. And then they started saying, hey, let's book some shows. So they started bringing some bookings to venues around town, such as the Gray Eagle, for example. And obviously there's a financial component in there, and there's a risk, and they certainly are not going to book, bring a show to town that's too far afield from what they themselves sell in the store. But you, clearly in talking to them, that's not their motivation at all. They are just so wrapped up in trying to bring quality music to people and expose it, you know, turn people on to it. And that, I mean, that's the whole reason that Joe, while you're in radio and while, you know, you are in the club business, and while we're gathered here doing this, is to expose people to music and concepts and everything. And to me, when you move into that area of actually bringing the artist to town, that makes you a hero in my book.
What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org. Any of your heroes that you'd like to talk about. For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Bob Hinkle, Fred Mills, Zach Sitter. Until next time.